Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and it is day two of our journey, of our annual reading plan, Seek Him, based upon our theme verse from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Let us actively be praying over this very thing as we go through this daily reading plan over the course of these next 2 years. In fact, there is a prayer guide on our website, chogexeter.org, and it gives you something to pray for each and every day as we go through this reading plan. Thursday's prayer point is our nation and our world. Pray for those in leadership and those who have been given authority. Pray for unity and peace. Pray that the world would know Jesus. Pray for our partners in ministry around the world and for those who face persecution. With that being said, today we'll be reading Psalms 2, Genesis 2, verses 4 through 25, and Matthew 1, 18 through 25. We'll be turning to the book of Psalms first. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth sets themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree the Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.' Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are those who take refuge in him." Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 through 25 says, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land. And there was no man to work the ground, and a mist was going up from the land, and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the garden the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant in the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Beryllium and oxen stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the ground, the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he had made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out man. Therefore the man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25 says, Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Jesus woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. In day 2 of our reading plan, seek him. In particular, I want to turn to the Genesis passage. The passage about that explains more the creation of man and woman. And in particular, I want to talk about what God does with the man when he creates him. It says in verse 15, The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And this is something that is addressed earlier in the chapter. You know, it says, When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. God created us, humanity, with a purpose. And he gives us a work, a good work, the best work, to take care of his garden, to take care of paradise on earth. He gives us this most holy and sacred task. But then we screw it up. And we're going to be talking about that more as we continue to read through. But the thing I want to emphasize is that God creates with purpose, with meaning. Life matters. Every life matters. Your life matters. As we pray today for our nation, for the authorities that have been put into place, as we pray for the world that they would know Jesus, let us also pray that they would find the purpose that their life has in the Lord. In knowing Jesus, they would find their purpose. That we would find our purpose as well. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you are the great God of creation, and you had a plan from the beginning, and nothing has changed that plan, and you have a plan for our lives, and nothing has changed that plan. Help us, Lord, to seek you and to find the blessed work you have for us here on this earth, where your kingdom come. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We will be talking to you tomorrow. God bless.